Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today is my daughter Kendi's 18th birthday, and I have to say it is probably the strangest of all of her birthdays. We are basically homebound. All of New York is pretty much isolated and within the house. Her school year has been canceled. She goes to performing arts high school in New York. All of the performances have been canceled. She does jujitsu and the gym has closed. And there are so many things we wanted to do for her birthday, and all of that is canceled, and here we are stuck in the house. And I wanted to talk today, not just about my love for her, but the impact that the coronavirus is having on children all over the country. I want to unpack and explain that and say some things that we can be doing, all right? This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
You know, some events that happen in the country, I mean, for many of us, I think over the past 20 or 30 years, some events just change you forever. Of course, I think 9/11 is one of those events, obviously, that impacted the country and so many people's lives, but impacted all of us in the world in so many, often traumatic ways, and changed even the course of world history. In a good way, maybe the election of President Obama, I'm not here to debate his presidency, but his election itself was a historic pivotal moment to just show you what was possible in this country and in the world. I think what is happening right now with the coronavirus and the shutting down of all of the world's systems, but I'll particularly talk about us here in the United States, it's one of those moments that you'll never forget. You can't forget it. And I think it's having an impact on the lives of children more than any adult will ever fully understand. Like, to have your school year canceled. We have a daughter in college. Her year is canceled. They had an enormous trip that was planned. Trip is canceled. We have a daughter, Kendi, whose birthday is today. Her birthday is not canceled, but her entire senior year, her senior trip, senior prom that they had been working on forever, all of those things appear to be canceled. Graduation appears to be canceled. She goes to Performing Arts High School, and all of their performances have been canceled, including things they've been working on for months and months and months. And it's easy as an adult to look at that for kids and say, well, listen, there are a lot bigger things to worry about. They don't have the coronavirus. You know, like, it's easy to hear that and say to ourselves, there are bigger fish to fry. And I understand. But what I'm trying to get us to understand as adults is that this is a huge, huge deal for children. To have their school year canceled, to have their lives completely interrupted, they're looking at the world in a very, very different way. And I just want us to understand the impact that it's having on the lives of children, on the lives of families. To have your birthday not just indoors, but to have it where, you know, our daughter Kendi was born today on March 18th. You know, you are used to getting happy birthday love in person from friends, from teachers, from people that you look forward to seeing every day. And all of a sudden, you are stuck in the house having no idea if this is going to last for 4 weeks, 8 weeks, or deep into the summer or the rest of the year. And kids now are even wondering, particularly seniors in high school, how will this even impact college next year? Something that in the United States you work for your entire high school career, now just wondering like, okay, what? Are we going to start a freshman year in college or not? Even our younger kids who are 11 and 8 and 13, I think I got that right, you know, just having everything canceled. Our 11-year-old is a full-time dancer and dances 4 days a week, and it's her heart and soul, and they've been working on their performance for months and months and months, and it's just canceled. And it's not just that it was a disappointment that they'll miss their performance, but that's a part of a community. Like, she's no longer able to be with the community. Like, my wife and I took her, in our entire team would help take her and pick her up every day at dance, not just because she could become a better dancer, but because it was an opportunity for her to be a part of a beautiful Black community of young girls and boys that had the same passions and dreams and hopes as her. And so to remove that community, she had mentors there and other things, and schools and programs are trying to duplicate it online in some kind of way, but it doesn't quite work. You know, it's such a massive interruption in the lives of young people. And my heart breaks for them because as adults, you know, this impacts our lives in very, you know, very tricky ways. But we need to be super mindful of how this is impacting kids emotionally, how it will change the way they see the world. Even with the 2020 presidential elections, young people were super, super involved, particularly in volunteering and campaigning for Bernie Sanders all over the country. And in some ways, it just canceled the elections. No more rallies, no more events. And even small gatherings, people don't want to attend at this point. And it just basically, I'm not saying that ended the presidential election per se, but it, in some ways, the coronavirus ended the participation of young people in so many ways, because as I traveled across the country, they were packing out events, they were volunteering, they were knocking on doors. They were the primary volunteer base for Bernie. And to just have it just come to a grinding, screeching halt, it's discouraging. And I don't think that we've fully wrapped our mind around the impact that this is going to have on them. And so I just want to give young people a major shout out. And speaking of young people, it is Women's History Month. And every Wednesday, we're going to highlight a new woman. And today there is a young woman, a girl that I've had a chance to meet. And I love her so much. She's just brilliant. And we want to tell you just a little bit about her on a new segment that we have every Wednesday. All right, here we go.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nikki Rojas, and I'm the senior writer at The North Star. In recognition of Women's History Month, The North Star is highlighting amazing women of color who are using activism to change the world. This week's star is Mari Kopany, best known as Little Miss Flint. The young activist skyrocketed to prominence when she wrote a letter to President Barack Obama about the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, when she was only 8 years old. Kopany has continued to advocate for racial environmental justice and to encourage youth activism. To learn more about Kopany and why we're crushing on her and her work, be sure to head over to @TheNorthStarMedia. And now, back over to The Breakdown.
Yesterday, we officially launched our coronavirus help squad. We call it the C-19 help squad. And we now have nearly 6,000 helpers and almost 3,000 people who've come to us for help. And I'm asking you to join us. If you have not already joined, you can go right now to the letter C The number one, the number nine, C19HelpSquad.com. That's C19HelpSquad.com. And you can sign up if you want to be a helper, and you can sign up if you need some help, and don't be ashamed. And if we're not able to help you directly, we're going to try to forward everybody who needs help to other teams, to other organizations who may be able to help you. So again, go right now to C19HelpSquad.com. I am seeing now our volunteers begin to form, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We have people from almost all 50 states. I'll try to find out. I think we may be at, when I looked at the spreadsheet, we may be at 46 states, but we have people from all over the country and even all around the world who want to help, who are already chipping in. Yesterday, we already provided relief and services to 88 people before the night ended. And I am so grateful for each of you who already joined and have chipped in. We are starting to build local teams behind the scenes. And if you want to join, if you want to support people, if you think there's something you have to give, a skill, a resource, finances, anything, we're not taking money directly. And I just want to say that because people always make up so many ridiculous things about the fundraising that I do. We're not raising money. We're giving people opportunities to give to those who are in need and give to them directly. And so we've just cut out the middleman. We're not a distributor. We are just connecting real people who want to make a difference to those who have real needs. And so we're helping provide childcare, medicines, sometimes errands, groceries. We're helping people sometimes with rent and essential bills. So whatever it is, I don't want you to just be in complete despair. And I don't want you to be in complete bewilderment such that you don't actually mobilize and do something. Join our team. Like, I want you to be a part of this. We're just starting. Today is day number two. And we have no idea if this is something that will be going for months and months on end. If we'll just be a few weeks in, I'm not sure. But whatever it is, help us build the team. Be a part of it. Make a difference. You can go now again to C19HelpSquad.com. And we've made it super simple. There are two buttons. You can join both if you need. You can join the team that's providing the help. You can join the team that needs the help. Whatever it is, join today. Be a part of it. And you can follow us across social media, particularly on Instagram, also on Twitter and Facebook. On each platform, we're at C19 Help Squad, and you can find us, you know, on all of those platforms. And we're just getting started. So our social media teams are just getting started this week. We'll continue to build those out, and we're proud. I'm so grateful and thankful to the staff of the Action Pack, Dan, Adam, Miriam. And so many others who are working around the clock. I'm thinking of Taylor and Jen and Zoe and so many of you who are working tirelessly, Becky, Zach, and so many of our staffers from the Action Pack who are working 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. leading that team. And thank you for your hard work, for your diligence, for your organizing skills and experience. Join us, all right? You can go now to C19HelpSquad.com. Listen, I love you all. I appreciate you. Please, please be careful. You know, as misinformation continues to spread, the coronavirus is real. It's causing real problems all over the world. Right now, Spain and Italy are in a phase that's particularly difficult, that we're hoping that we can avoid here in the United States. If they are several weeks ahead of us in terms of their timeline, and so they are experiencing what we hope is the worst of the coronavirus for them and that it will be over. But we have not hit that moment yet, and we will see. And so in the meantime, join our team at c19helpsquad.com. Listen, I've got to run. I love and appreciate each of you. Let's keep on pushing for good. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
Break down.